We're in a situation where we have the medical fraternity is under a gag order. We have our media under a gag order. The general populace are not able to hear what's actually going on. So I'm going to let you in on a couple of medical truths right now. COVID-19/MERS-SARS-CoV-2 has not been isolated. The genome has not been isolated. We haven't identified it yet. How the fuck do we test for it? Please pardon my French, but I make no apologies any further than that. We're testing for something that doesn't exist yet. The tests are not conclusive. We are locking the entire society down for something that is supposed to affect people less than the common cold. Less people die than the influenza virus. Therefore, it is not a pandemic and never was. We have a police force that are firing at unarmed public. Unarmed public. Did you hear that? The police force are firing at the unarmed public for expressing an opinion. These police force are firing on the unarmed public standing at the shrine of remembrance. Bullets are bouncing off the shrine of remembrance and the armed forces are doing nothing. I've been pulled up personally twice on the freeway by the armed forces. What do you think of that? Is that okay? What are the police doing about this? They're following the rules given to them by the people that are forcing them to take a poison. A poison called an mRNA strain. It's enveloped by a protein so your body can't identify it as a poison. An mRNA strain creates genetically modified organisms by altering your genome. Let's have some medical facts right now. And let's have some legal facts that go along with those medical facts. The facts that we're not allowed to speak about under threat of arrest and the media are not allowed to report on under threat of being sacked and losing their livelihood are this. When you take an mRNA strain into your system via an orifice or an injection, you stand a very high chance of being genetically modified. Now, when you become genetically modified, you are then subject to patent laws. The patent laws are global. Now, if you then breed, your offspring are illegally reproduced patented products. The simple facts are, these are the medical facts, and this involves the law globally. You cannot illegally reproduce a patented product without permission. Otherwise, the product is subject to seizure, can be seized and taken and tested without your permission.